Welcome to Taft Course, a guide to any and every book in the AP Literature canon. I'm Aiden Fine, and today I will be discussing Gabriel Garcia Marquez's magical realist masterpiece and most famous novel, 100 Years of Solitude. 100 Years of Solitude takes place in the secluded town of Macondo, Colombia, over seven generations of the tumultuous Buendia family. The first generation is comprised of the founder of Macondo, José Arcadio Buendía, and his wife and cousin, Úrsula Iguarán. At first, Úrsula is reluctant to be in an incestuous relationship due to the threat of a child having a pig's tail, something often brought up as a worst-case scenario due to incest. But out of their incestuous relationship, the first of many in the novel, they birthed their first son, José Arcadio, on their way to the place where they would found Macondo. After the Buendías build the town with some others, they give the birth to Aureliano Buendía, who can see the future. Macondo remains peaceful for several years as gypsies led by the recurring character Melquiades come to town and share inventions from the outside world. José Arcadio Buendía is fascinated by these inventions and becomes engrossed in his home laboratory, doing alchemy and making discoveries. One discovery that comes later is when a gypsy introduces the Buendía father and his sons to ice. This quote-unquote discovery is the subject of the opening quote of the novel, one of the most famous opening lines in the literary canon, which goes as follows. Many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Aureliano Buendía was to remember that distant afternoon when his father took him to discover ice. This quote exemplifies one of Garcia Marquez's brilliancies in this novel, his manipulation of time. This quote uses flashback to conflate past, present, and future, something which frequently happens in 100 Years of Solitude. Furthermore, Garcia Marquez shows the seclusion of the town and the outside world by describing the discovery of ice, something that has been around for billions of years. Through this quote, we see two major themes of the novel. History repeats itself, and everyone is solitary, no matter how accompanied we are. As the family and their children develop, José Arcadio and Aureliano Buendía develop distinct character traits. José Arcadio tends to be impulsive and virile, while Aureliano tends to be intuitive and interested in the sciences. These character traits reflect upon those of the same names in later generations of the Buendías, showing yet again time's ultimate repetitiveness. José Arcadio becomes fascinated with Pilar Tenera, a woman who reads people's fortunes. As he loses his virginity to her, he feels a fearful solitude. Garcia Marquez shows that even during passionate sex, he still feels alone, echoing one of his main themes. After he impregnates Pilar Tenera, José Arcadio chases after a beautiful gypsy girl out of town, not to return for several years, again reflecting his impulsive, virile nature. Parents give birth to their first daughter, Amaranta, and Úrsula leaves to find her son, finding outside civilization in the process, something José Arcadio Buendía could never do. Women in this novel often accomplish the things which men cannot. This marks the end of Macondo's full isolation. After Pilar Ternera gives birth to the first member of the third generation named Arcadio, the family adopts an orphan from out of town named Rebecca. Rebecca brings a plague of insomnia and amnesia to Macondo, only to be healed by Melquiades' introduction of the photograph to the town. Later, a conservative representative of the government, Don Apolinar Moscote, comes with soldiers and his family to bring government regulations to the town. However, José Arcadio Buendía's headstrongness wins over as his family and Moscote's become enemies. Despite this, Aureliano falls in love with Moscote's youngest daughter, the 9-year-old Remedios. Aureliano waits for Remedios to hit puberty. He has sex with Pilar Tenera just as his brother did. Pietro Crespi, an Italian visitor, brings a piano to the town, and Rebecca and Amaranta are infatuated with him. However, it's clear that Pietro Crespi is only interested in Rebecca. After José Arcadio Buendía endorses the marriage, Amaranta vows to stop it at all costs. Melquiades dies yet again, and Pietro Crespi visits frequently to bring mechanical toys to distract José Arcadio Buendía from his impending grief. As he becomes more obsessed with science and inventions, he goes crazy speaking gibberish, and 20 men are needed to tie him to a tree. When Úrsula and Amaranta return from a trip, they build a shelter for him, and he forgets who they are. Remedios and Aureliano Buendía are married by a priest who intends to bring Christianity to the village. He starts to build a church, challenged only by José Arcadio Buendía, still tied to the tree. He resigns to his craziness, and the priest ends up not visiting him again. Even though Rebecca and Pietro Crespi really want to marry, Amaranta is insistent upon stopping them no matter what. She tries to poison Rebecca's coffee, but it kills Remedios instead, before she is able to birth her and Aureliano's twins. Amaranta feels guilty for killing the joyful presence in the house that cared for José Arcadio Buendía, and decides to stop trying to prevent the marriage. José Arcadio finally returns, with tattoos all over his body. José Arcadio makes use of his sexual abilities to woo the women of the town, and Rebecca is attracted as well, and they have sex. Aureliano grows bitter and angry, and learns of the liberal and conservative parties in Colombia. Although his father-in-law is conservative, he sides with liberal philosophy and hears a plan to kill the conservatives of the town from a radical doctor. He vows not to reveal this secret, but protects his father-in-law's house. Iliano learns that liberalism is popular among his nephew Arcadio and his classmates, and an effort from the government to seize this town's weapons escalates the town's chaos. Aureliano and his friend vow to go to war to stop this destruction amid the civil war in surrounding Colombia. Arcadio is named military leader of Macondo, and Aureliano now goes by Colonel Aureliano Buendia, the same one from the opening quote. His child with Pilar Ternera is named Aureliano Jose. His entire military career is quickly summed up as Marquez says, Colonel Aureliano Buendia organized 32 military uprisings and he lost them all. He had 17 male children by 17 different women, and they were exterminated one after the other on a single night before the oldest one had reached 35. He survived 14 attempts on his life, 73 ambushes, and a firing squad. By summing all of these events in just an instant, Marquez notes the futility and determinism of time. The repetitiveness of all of these events, like every son dying and every uprising failing, shows the circularity of time once again. At this point in the novel, though, Colonel Aureliano is still alive and leaves to fight. Arcadio becomes the dictatorial ruler of Macondo, and his attempted murder of Don Apolinar Mascote is only stopped by the wise Ursula. Later, he is unknowingly attracted to his mother, Pilar Ternera, but she pays a woman named Santa Sofia de la Piedad to go in her place. The liberals end up losing the war, and Arcadio is executed by firing squad. Pietro Crespi proposes to Amaranta, but she declines. She resigns herself to a secluded life, still bitter from her original rejection, yet another example of ultimate solitude. Crespi commits suicide, and she burns her hand to punish herself, wearing a black bandage over the burn for the rest of her life. Colonel Aureliano Buendia and his friend Garinaldo Marquez are sentenced to be executed by firing squad. Jose Arcadio saves him at the last sentence, but Colonel Aureliano just goes back to war. Eventually, the Liberal Party deserts him, and he realizes he had only been fighting for his own pride, not his ideals, so he leaves the army. Santa Sofia gives birth to the twin sons of her dead husband, naming them Jose Arcadio Segunda and Aureliano Segunda. Jose Arcadio of Generation 2 is murdered for saving his brother, and his widow, Rebecca, becomes a hermit and yet another example of solitude. Colonel Garinaldo governs the town and pursues Amaranta, but she rejects him just like she did Pietro Crespi. Later, Colonel Aureliano Buendia's 17 sons arrive to Macondo to meet him just before he returns to fight to attempt to convince the liberals to end the war once and for all. He ends up signing a treaty that he believes betrays both himself and his party, and then attempts to kill himself. Having survived his suicide attempt, Colonel Aureliano resorts to a life of seclusion for the remainder of his life. Jose Arcadio Segundo then succeeds in bringing a boat down the river to Macondo, celebrating with a carnival. Remedios the Beauty, Arcadio's daughter, is named Queen of the Carnival, but her position is challenged by the quote-unquote Queen of Madagascar, Fernanda del Carpio, and a riot breaks out, killing many in the crowd. Fernanda and Aureliano Segundo later marry and have two children, a daughter Meme and a son Jose Arcadio. The 17 Aurelianos return to celebrate the anniversary of the Macondo's peace, and they all receive a permanent Ash Wednesday cross. Two of the Aurelianos decide to remain in Macondo to build the ice factory their grandfather had imagined, and a railroad connecting to the outside world, reflecting their intuitive nature. The new transportation brings in greedy foreign investors in a banana plantation across the river. Colonel Aureliano Buendia threatens to start a war to MMGA, or make Macondo great again, with his 17 sons as the militia, but all of them are assassinated. Ursula Iguaran, still alive, starts going blind, but she is able to keep it a secret because she is so well acquainted with everybody's habits. Fernanda del Carpio later gives birth to her third child, Amaranta Ursula. The older Amaranta of the second generation sews her funeral shroud and dies when she finishes it. Ursula, grieving the last of her children, goes to bed and does not move for many years. Several months later, a nun arrives and delivers Meme's child, Aureliano. Fernanda is ashamed of this illegitimate child and pretends he is an unrelated orphan, just as Ursula pretended, not knowing their grandchildren's illegitimacy. Jose Arcadio Segunda then organizes a banana plantation strike, but an army massacres 3,000 of the workers and load all of their bodies on a train and carelessly dump them in the ocean. But no one in the town believes this story. Rain starts falling, and it doesn't stop for almost 5 years. When Jose Arcadio learns of Melquiades' old manuscripts, he secludes himself and decides to decipher them. The final generations of the Buendia family finally fade out as Aureliano of the sixth generation solves Melquiades' prophecy, which gives a whole history of the Buendia family. As he reads, a hurricane destroys Macondo and the novel ends. Time and time again, the characters of Marquez's 100 Years of Solitude die alone in solitude. Even as the town connects with civilization, it eventually dies away. The repetitiveness of this loneliness is so prominent that it helps convey Garcia Marquez's other main theme, that history repeats itself and that time is circular and futile. One final stone that cements this reality is Melquiades' prophecy. By being a complete history of the Buendias, it shows that all of their lives were planned out before them and that time really is futile. Thanks again for listening to Taft Course. I'm Aiden Fine, and this was Gabriel Garcia Marquez's 100 Years of Solitude.